Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. Joe, the elation from last week, not a frustration this week. How about the emotions and how this team needs to rebound?
Yeah, well, that's why this league is week to week, you know, and there's 17 of them. So you have to be able to keep yourself together and go out there and take each week like it's its own and come up to the challenge, be up to the challenge.
Pass protection today was tough. How about the offense as a whole and the impact the Cincinnati pass rush had on this game?
Well, I felt like we had some chances early, and then the second quarter we kind of stalled out. And then got in the second half, it just didn't start out well for us. And, you know, at the end, you know, in that type of game, it doesn't feel like you have chances, but we still had some chances at the end, and we would get down and install out. Just weren't able to be consistent enough, in crucial times today.
If it is Zach Wilson today, and you're looking at these first 3 weeks, and you're going to kind of be in his year, what do you think the keys are for him going forward, and where do you think this offense needs to improve most to support him when he comes back going forward?
Well, the thing with playing quarterback, especially with a young guy, is kind of the thing that we've been talking about as a team is just do your job, be the man in front of you. And as a quarterback, it's just doing the simple things right and doing it for the entire 60 minutes. And as long as you do that, you're going to put yourself in position to win. And then, you know, the more you do that, the more opportunity there's going to be for, you know, you to make plays within the offense. So that's what my message to him would be.
Perfect, Joe. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. That is Joe Flacco, guys. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
This looked like week one where, again, you just weren't having enough time to operate. What was the problem there with just kind of getting things going early?
Well, I thought we had a couple opportunities early. They tried to, like, come out and play man against us a little bit a couple times, and we had, you know, we hit Garrett across the middle of the field. We had Breece. We just had to settle for field goals early on in that game. I think it was the second quarter that we kind of just stalled out a little bit. They started mixing things up on us, and you got to give some credit to them to just kind of making it difficult. And from then, it's a two-score game, you know. So, obviously, it wasn't going great for us, but it's a two-score game, and we gave ourselves opportunities getting down in there. We just didn't, you know, we kind of stalled out and didn't capitalize on any of it.
You lost Garrett for a half, you know, it seemed right. Like when he went out, it seemed like maybe there was a lull. How much of an impact did that have? I know he came back.
Yeah. I mean, I tried not to think about it. You could tell it was his ribs. I was hoping that it was, you know, nothing crazy, just kind of got the wind knocked out of him, so we'll see what ended up going on there. But I'm not sure how much guys thought about that once he was kind of off the field. You're so in the zone at that point when you're on the field and you're going through a drive, you don't really have time to think about it.
You and this team is so young. I think the veterans are being leaned on, but there was a lot of mistakes from the veterans today, including some penalties. Corey picks up that killer penalty, a few others. Is it tough that you guys haven't been able to kind of elevate the team more?
Yeah, listen, anytime you lose a football game and you're not able to get going as much as you want to, it's tough. So I think just as, you know, just as any football game goes, you have to look at yourself in the mirror and make sure that you're doing all you can to, you know, to pull the team forward. At the same time, you don't want to press and make sure that, you know, and try to do too much and do other people's jobs. I think the message is from veterans, because we've been through so many different football games, is that it's just about doing your job and being there for the guy next to you. And as long as we all do that together, then that's when it works well. So that's what I would say.
You played a long time. sure you've heard Booze before. Booze got kind of loud out there. A chance for Mike White again. Is that frustrating to deal with at all?
Well, listen, I mean, when you're not winning football games, fans, you know, and you're losing and you're struggling a little bit, you know, fans want you to go out there and win football games. They're here to, you know, to watch football, but they're here to watch their team win, you know. So you get the frustration. But at the same time, like I said, I mean, it's a two-score game. And if we put one in the end zone there, you know, we have more important things to worry about than listening to that stuff. It's our job to go play football and, you know, that kind of stuff. It's going to happen here and there.
The pass run ratio was pretty lopsided. I think you ended up with over 50 attempts. Now, obviously, you're playing a little bit of catch up, but it was only a two possession game for most of the second half. So, I mean, is that how hindering is that when you're just so one dimensional on offense?
Yeah, obviously, when it's tough to talk about like the one dimension of it and things like that. You want to be able to run the ball, but you don't. If you know, when you run the ball, you want to be able to make sure that you're getting chunks. And I think in the second half, when we did start getting into some of those drives, we were getting a little bit more movement in the run game and doing some of those things. In the first half, I think we would like to get a little bit more out of that, so that we can kind of get into the flow of the game a little bit more and kind of put some pressure on those guys with our run game and our pass game combo, as opposed to, you know, having to drop back and do those kind of things as much as we have been.
The first interception,
John? I probably got greedy. I was trying to, you know, force the ball down the middle of the field. They played Tampa, too. I thought I could get it over that guy and just maybe get it in. I mean, the safety obviously was over top of Braxton, too, by the time the ball got there. So, like I said, it was third and, what, 11, something like that. I think I just probably got a little bit too greedy and probably should have just continued to what I normally do, which is move on down the field and end up maybe checking it down. Live to fight another day, and a lot of times on those checkdowns, that guys end up getting first downs. You never know, so that's what I would say.
For you, I mean, the signs seem to be pointing toward Zach coming back this week. Do you expect to play this week, or have you been told anything?
Well, we'll see. I mean, you guys know. I don't know. Maybe you guys know more than I do. So I'm just going to keep my head down and keep working, and you know, keep doing all I can to do for this team. You know, whatever that may be.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.